Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Big O Show on Miami's Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
All right, it's hour number two here on the program on a Valentine's Day. Did we talk? Well, yeah, we did talk sports like at the end of this last hour with Matthew Call. I don't think we talked at all about the Heat or the Canes. I don't think at all in the first hour. It's amazing. I mean, what's there to say? It was ugly yesterday. The Heat just couldn't get it done. They dug themselves a hole at the end of that third quarter. I mean, it was a pretty even game up until, 77-77, right? And then they ended with a 21-4 run to end that third quarter. And the Heat made a run in the fourth quarter, and they brought it, within some... relatively close, but not enough. Unfortunately. 115-112 to end that game. I mean, and let me tell you, Miami outscored Toronto 31-17 in that fourth quarter. It's just, again, when you dig yourself that kind of hole, and you look at the stats, Dwayne Wade played 21 minutes, right? He had 10 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Anybody that sees that, you say, wow, he actually had a decent game, which he did have a decent game. But I got to tell you, in that 21-4 run, Wade made one mistake after another, lazy passes, a pass that went right through his hands. It was just kind of ugly, right? I like that one where he weaves through two guys and then he's going to the rim and it's just falling short. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, you're older, dude. And whatever diet he had before, like he was talking about the pancakes and all of that, I think that's affected him a little bit too. You know what I'm saying? I think you're going to see, not that he's ever going to be himself or anything, but something tells me that by the end of the year, he'll have a little bit more spring to his step. Not by much, because this trading deadline and all of that, it's just, there's not a ton of games left. So it's not like you've got 60 games to prepare. It's how many games are left? Like 30-something, right?
Yeah, a little less than 41.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be hard to get him in condition because they don't have as many practice days and all of that in the second half of the schedule. It's kind of tough. It really is. They're going to need an off season and all that to work with him. Dragon played well. Dragon had a hell of a third quarter.
It was when he came off the floor when Toronto went on that big run.
Right.
And you could see, I mean, Miami just didn't, they couldn't get anything going offensively when Dragon was off the floor. He played pretty ridiculously in the first half.
He was relentless, bro. Relentless. I mean,
which is good to see, by the way, because you remember going back to two seasons ago and last year, the big question was, or not last year, two seasons ago, was can Wade and Dragic play together on the court? That was always the big question because they weren't coexisting well.
But remember now, Wade is not taking up 30-something minutes. 32 minutes or 29 minutes and handling the ball and taking it away from Dragon. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different role. He's coming off the bench. He's playing with the second team. So it's not going to affect Dragon as much. So it's a different role, when they were starting, it was a problem. It was a problem. Big O, I'm one day late. Bo Diddley had a song called Bo Diddley. He's right about that. It's a good one on your part, sir. Whiteside, 10 points, 10 rebounds, one block, 23 minutes. What'd you think of Whiteside yesterday, Alex?
I mean, I know you're ready to rip him, man.
Hey,
just do it.
No. I mean, nothing impressive.
But like, oh, what do you make of this team, right? Like, they're so frustrating.
Well, listen, yeah, I'm not making anything of yesterday. You know why? They're not better than Toronto. You got your win the last time around on the road there. I don't expect them to go into Toronto, who's got the best record in the Eastern Conference, and win every single time. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. I didn't get mad at all about yesterday.
Oh, no, I'm not mad at all either. I mean, Toronto's clearly the better
team.
Yeah,
dude.
Right? And the Heat are ailing. No Kelly Olynyk. Wade obviously isn't acclimated to the offense just yet. However, I do think it says something that the Heat are in these games with Toronto. Whether they, you know, were down big in the third, they were able to fight back. At least that shows you, and I know we're not doing more victories.
Yeah, but
that's not what I'm trying to do here.
But
I'm
they
just
always
saying,
have that. They always have that fight in them.
If the Heat were to get in the A spot.
Whiteside may not always have that fight in him, but the team does.
Right. If the Heat were to land in the A spot, okay, which is a big possibility right now.
They're 2.5 games ahead of Detroit right now in that final spot.
It's not as if it's going to be a 4-game sweep and Miami is going to get blown out every game. Clearly, the Heat can hang with the Raptors. I'm not saying they can beat the Raptors in a 7-game series, but clearly, on the road, they've shown you that they can hang or beat the Raptors. So at least if it's the case where Miami falls to the 8th spot and Toronto holds on to that one seed, we're at least going to get a good playoff series again after missing the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Well, listen, for them, it's just about making the playoffs. Make the playoffs. That's it. They do that. It's fine. One guy says only 25 games left for the Heat counting tonight. Is that it? It's that little? I thought it was like maybe low 30s. And then you said high 30s, so I was wrong. Really? We're that deep into the season? Can you look it up?
Yeah, they're 30-27.
And, yeah, they're 31-17. They've played 48 games. I got it here now. 48 games.
No, the Miami Heat are 30-27.
Which
would be 57 games if my calculations are correct.
I thought I saw 31-27. All right.
So 82 minus 57 is 25.
Yeah, that's right. Damn. It's that deep into the season. I didn't realize it. We were that deep into the season already. That sucks.
Well, the All-Star break is usually like, it's not really the halfway point.
Right.
It's a little farther past the halfway
point. It's always a little bit more. You're right about that.
Are you going to watch any of the All-Star game festivities, by the
no.
way?
Oh, yeah, I will. Now that Adebayo is in it. If a Heat player is involved in the three-point contest.
Wayne Ellington is in the three-point contest.
Right?
Adebayo is not in the Rising Stars Challenge game, though.
Oh, that's right. No, he didn't make it. That's right. So I won't watch that. I will watch the three-point contest. I am going to watch the dunk contest this year. I want to see what Mitchell does. Yeah. But I won't watch the Rising Stars since Adebayo's not in it, and I won't watch the game. I never watch the game anymore.
Have you seen, sticking with basketball, have you seen Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz lately? He's doing something that only, I believe it was Wilt Chamberlain, had ever done, which was as a rookie in a 10-game win streak, lead the team in scoring all 10 games. Now, I know Donovan Mitchell is playing in kind of a small market team in Utah, but he's probably going to win Rookie of the Year, and we all thought it was a lock for Ben Simmons. Not so much anymore.
Right, yeah, it's borderline. Although I thought Ben Simmons deserved All-Star over, I'm going to sound like a total homer here, but I gave Dragon the nod over Simmons because Dragon's team is better than Simmons' team at this point. In the standings, they've moved ahead. So actually, Simmons could. But the one that I really had a problem with was with the Charlotte kid. that's where I would have put Simmons ahead of
Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker. I would have put him ahead of Kemba. But they put Kemba in because he's a veteran. And he's been a really good player for a few years now. So that's why. So they didn't want Simmons in the future game and in the All-Star game. But he deserved to be there. I got to tell you something. And I'm going to say something that's probably going to piss some people. You didn't get voted into the Pro Bowl. You didn't get voted into the All-Star game. You're a replacement for the guy that got voted in. That's the way I look at it. So, yes, exactly. So if you want me to tell you, Dragon, not an all-star. Landry, not an all-star.
I'm with you on that. But, like, how does it work, though, right? Because he's going to play in the
all-star
game.
I know, and they always say, well, he's an all-star. Or he's a pro bowler. No, he's not. He's a replacement guy. He wasn't voted in. He's a replacement guy for the guy that got voted in. That's... I mean, for me, it's kind of a bogus when you say, oh, this guy's an all-star. Not really. Not really, dude. You are an all-star by default. Okay? You needed somebody to get injured to get in. You weren't voted in. You weren't selected initially with everybody else. So, it's like, and it doesn't matter, any player. I just gave you the local guys just for the hell of it. But for me, that's the way I look at it. If you aren't voted in, I don't really look at you like a real all-star or pro bowler or whatever sport we're talking about. I've always found that somewhat bogus. Oh, he's an all-star. No, he's not.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We're going with power ballads today on Valentine's Day. Do you want blind hate? Are you guys ready for some blind hate? Also, Spo begging for Dragic to make the All-Star team was a disgrace. Spo never had to do that for Wade. Wade earned it 12 times. Dragic is an attention whore. Let me tell you something, sir. Teams have been promoting players for years. I still remember Clarence Weatherspoon having a really good year with the Sixers, and they did some creative type of thing with a spoon or something like that to try to get him into the All-Star game. Teams have done that forever. Colleges have promoted their players for Heisman. Hell, Joe, do you know who Joe Theismann is, Alex?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what his real name is?
Nope.
Joe Theismann. But because he was kicking ass at Notre Dame, they wanted to change it and put Theismann for Heisman. That's where Theismann comes from. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Okay. That's why we call him Theismann. But if I'm correct, it's pronounced Theismann. And just because of the Heisman promotion, they changed it up. And this happens all the time. Okay? Players, they're either promoting in baseball for the All-Star, football, basketball, Heisman. Happens all the freaking time.
And this texter actually couldn't be more wrong about the specific example he brought up. Because if you recall, in 2008, 2009, when Dwayne Wade was having that miraculous comeback season, he hit the game winner against Chicago, the Heat actually were bargaining for Wade desperately to get him to be the MVP. They sent a video of him and why he should be MVP to the NBA offices and to different media members.
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. They all do that, dude. Everybody's promoting their guy. I have no issue with that. But to point it out like you, they've only done it for Dragon and nobody else does it when everyone around the league is doing stuff like that, that's just selective hate. And it's ignorance. Because it goes on all the time. So, please, give me a break. Like, look, the bottom line for me, when you're a replacement all-star or pro bowler or whatever, I'm not impressed. I'm just not. Oh, he's an all-star. Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to look at it that way, sure, go ahead. Why? Because he's at the game replacing an all-star? Eh. So by definition of association, you're an all-star? Because you weren't voted in. You were selected to replace the guy that was voted in. You weren't voted in worthy of being the all-star. No, no, you're worthy of being a replacement. It's kind of what I, you know. One guy said Bosch made YouTube videos. It's fine. I got no problem with that, man. I really don't. It's, to me, it doesn't matter. But it is what it is. What are you going to do? All right, 5670560. That's toll free in Dayton, Broward, and pound 560. If you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand, the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, it's 56022. And you can reach out to us also on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Big O, please help me out. What the heck is going on with Spo and Hassan? Bam was not good last night, and still Hassan was benched. Have you watched what goes on at the end of games with him? I don't know why I need to explain it. Do you just get in love with the double-double and you think that everything that he's doing out there is positive? I'm not sure. I mean, okay, let's see. Adebayo had 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists in 25 minutes. I know he wasn't phenomenal. I mean, there were moments, too, where I would scratch my head with Whiteside also. I don't think that was the issue yesterday about who played. The guy they're missing, actually, is Olynyk. That's the guy that really affects them because offensively, he can stretch the defense. He can hit those threes. He helps so much in clearing up a little bit more space for the Miami Heat, something that obviously Adebayo does not provide and Whiteside definitely doesn't provide. That's the guy that I would be more worried about, is how serious is this Olynyk injury? Dude, I love Dragic, but he's not on the same level as the all-stars that were voted in. That's my point. Thank you. Now maybe I can start collecting on bets throughout the years on Theismann. Oh, I mean, I'm sure that's out there and written somewhere. You could have proved it to anybody if you were having that discussion with them. One guy goes, Big O, when you said you wanted to hear some selected hate, I thought this was a new band you were going to promote. Although I will say last night, Bad Company sounded, Paul Rogers is 68 years old. The dude was born in 1949. Oh, and for John that called me about the original members, you were right, actually. Okay, the guitarist did not perform yesterday. He's still recovering from his stroke. This was their first show on the tour, so we didn't know if they were going to be there, but Simon Kirk was there, one of the original members, along with Paul Rogers. And, I mean, listen, once you have Paul Rogers, it is amazing. And his voice. Let me hear. This is last night, okay, Ready for Love. I figure it's Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving. It's Valentine's Day, right? So a lot of you out there are ready for love, right? And this is off my phone. Use your love, my way. And the crowd was terrific yesterday. Here we go. '68. And the voice still sounds clear, powerful. That was fun last night at the Hard Rock Live. If you got an opportunity, you go see Bad Company. That was excellent. And impressed with Paul Rogers. But it sucked that Mick Ralphs wasn't there. Big O, did you see the story in the picture of Dwayne Wade's fan that drove 455 miles to see Wade play and he just got traded back to Miami? No, I did not. Wow. That sucks. So wait a minute. He drove 455 miles to see him in Cleveland? Is that what it is? You saw that story? I didn't see that story.
No, I didn't see that story, but I imagine it was one of the teams that Cleveland is playing now, which could have very well been OKC last night.
Find me that story. I want to see that story. Big O, who's this D-bag Anthony Perone that talks trash on Twitter? I have no idea who's that. Is anybody? Okay. The Heat have won 8 of 7 when Hassan and Bam are on the floor together. The numbers suggest they are even better when Winslow is out. But what do we know? Dude, yesterday they played Toronto. That's what I know. What I also know is Hassan was also on the floor in that third quarter when they gave up a 21-4 run. Everybody was on the floor. Everybody was tried during that 21-4 run. Nobody could stop them.
How do you win 8 out of 7?
Oh, that's right. I didn't pick that up. That's right. 8 out of 7. There was a doubleheader, bro. Haven't you heard of doubleheaders? You think they only happen in baseball? What the hell's wrong with you, Alex? There was a doubleheader going on, and they also won that doubleheader. That's 8 out of 7. 8 games in 7 days. That's 8 out of 7. Come on. One guy says, yes, it was the Thunder game. He had a Cleveland Wade jersey on. That's a hardcore Wade fan right there, dude. You're going to go see him play as a backup for a team, and you drive 455 miles? That sucks. You got a feel for that guy. In a big-time way.
Nah, I don't, because he's wearing a Cleveland Wade jersey.
It's still a Wade jersey. It's still, you know.
No, it's not.
No? Once it has Cleveland on it, you're done. Once it has the Bulls on it, you're done. No love for Wade at all.
Bulls, I'll give you a pass. Cleveland, you get no sympathy for me.
That's funny. The story on D. Wade on Twitter, and he already said for someone to please connect him with the guy so he can give him tickets to Miami. That's pretty cool. So there you go. Yep, there you go. Bought my tickets in November. Drove. I see it here. I see the picture. That's funny. Poor guy, man. That's a hardcore fan there. Bought my tickets in November. Drove 455 miles to see D. Wade play. Heat tickets. The Cavs dealt guard Dwayne Wade to the Heat hours before the deadline. One fan was bummed about the transaction Tuesday evening. Twitter user Nick Houston, a lifelong fan of the three-time NBA champion, per his social media bio, purchased tickets for Tuesday's game between the Cavs and Oklahoma City at Chesapeake Energy Arena before the trade. Though Wade was in Toronto on Tuesday, Houston still attended the contest. Cleveland won 120-112. Yet why would he still go? And he brought a sign with him following message: bought my tickets in November, drove 455 miles to see Wade play. Heat tickets. Wade noticed and he responded. Wade sent out the tweet: if someone can track this guy down, I'll make sure he gets tickets to a game this season. Well, hey, social media is pretty cool. You know, at least driving to go to that game, he put up the sign and it still got him tickets to a Miami game. But now he has to drive to Miami or fly to Miami. And that ain't going to be cheap. Got a feel for the guy. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. You know what? We haven't taken any calls. Let's open up the lines here in the next segment. You want to get in? 5670560. Throw the 305 or 954 in front of it. And pound 560 if you're driving around with that cell phone in your hand. The Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll read that at 56022. And we'll read them also on Twitter at Big O Show. Back with more.
Radio.com.
What a voice. It's Valentine's Day. I'm going with power ballads. Anyway, welcome back. We take you, of course, till 2. Hockman and Crowder will take over at that point. Canes got controlled by Virginia yesterday, 59-50. When your starters go 10 of 36, you will struggle. You cannot win when DeJuan Hewell's got 0 points. It's hard to win when, is it DJ Vasilevich. Goes 2 of 8 for 5 points. I mean, when I got back from the Bad Company concert, I had a lot of things to watch. The good thing is when you can watch these games without commercials and timeouts and halftimes, and you could just speed through all of it, you can watch it pretty quick. But Anthony Lawrence shot 0 of 7 from the field. Lonnie Walker was 2 of 8. I mean, your starters can't go 10 of 36, dude. Chris Lykes was the only guy that balled yesterday, went 6 of 12 and scored 19 points. I mean, Miami shot 38% from the field. Izundu was the only guy that was of quality off the bench. And Lykes, that's it. Not enough. I mean, Virginia's defense, you knew it was legit going in, and you saw it. So they got Syracuse on Saturday. They just got to find a way to get into the tournament. That's it. This is not one of Larrañaga's better teams. That's all. I mean, what are you going to do? We've had better years, but in the end, it's still quality. They'll still win 20 games. They've got some very winnable games here down the stretch. So, all right. They can stay above 500 in the ACC. That's pretty damn good. Big O, I read somewhere where the Dolphins were thinking about signing Kaepernick. I don't know if it's old news or just hearsay. Any truth to that? There was some consideration when Ryan Tannehill got injured that Stephen Ross wanted Kaepernick, but the head coach wanted Cutler. So they went with what the head coach wanted. But yeah, there was some talk out there that Stephen Ross was willing to sign Kaepernick and bring him here. So, I mean, at this point, what are you going to do? It's hot air now. Will Kaepernick ever get a shot? I mean, as time goes on, if he doesn't get one this year, he's done with football. He'll never get another shot again. How about if Kaepernick went to the CFL and just absolutely tore it up? Just went there and threw 35 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Won the Grey Cup, led the team. Do you think that would like then? I would imagine that there'd be an owner that his team is desperate for a quarterback and would finally cave in. And they say, hey, listen, I don't care what the heat is. I need a quarterback on my damn team. If that guy can play, I want him on my team right now. All right. In the end, your fan base can complain all they want. If he's leading your team and you're winning, all that other stuff will be put aside and you'll overcome it. I mean, just my thoughts on that. Hey, Big O, what are your thoughts on the Panthers? They've been playing really well. Hopefully we can keep it up and gain some ground to sneak into the wild card spot. They need to gain a lot of ground. They need to play their asses off. But they have played well lately, winning 5 of 6. That was an excellent win for them two nights ago. But they've got to continue to win here. They have dug themselves in an incredible hole. They're 9 points behind. They've got, I don't know, off the top of my head, 5 or 6 teams in between them and that playoff spot. So they've got to leapfrog a lot of teams. They got to do a lot of winning, man. One guy says, it's hard to adapt to that huge CFL football. Listen, Warren Moon adapted. Joe Theismann adapted. Jeff Garcia adapted. If they can adapt, Colin Kaepernick can adapt. All I'm saying is, if Colin wants a way to kind of like really stick it to NFL owners, just go to the CFL and ball. You go out there and ball. Then somebody in the NFL, I mean, 20 teams in the NFL aren't necessarily happy with their quarterbacks. They can tell you whatever the hell they want publicly, but behind the scenes, look, Adam Gase may love Ryan Tannehill as much as he wants, but is he sitting there going, oh, I've got the guy that can lead me to a Super Bowl? I doubt that very much. So there's a bunch of teams sitting there going, I don't think I have a Super Bowl quarterback. And this guy did lead an NFL team to a Super Bowl. Greg B. chimes in with Doug Flutie. All right, where am I going here? Who's first?
We have Richard on line 4.
Richard is on line 4. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, Big O? Love the show, man.
Thank you, sir.
I was thinking I think that's the flowers place is called Bunning the Florist.
You might be right. I can't tell you that I'd be lying to you if I told you I remember the name.
Yeah,
but that sounds kind of that might be in the neighborhood. Who knows?
Yeah, it used to be like a Top Banana over there and a Westward Ho restaurant too.
Westward Ho, dude.
Westward.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Like
that is.
Sweetwater used to be neighbors on 107th and.
There you go. Now you're bringing back stuff like Sambo's and stuff
area,
like that, bro.
Just,
now you're gonna hit me with Sambo's and Lums also. Damn.
Oh, Lums, yeah.
Those onion
thing
rings.
Too, just one other thing.
Yes.
Is I know we were talking about. I mean, I love Dwayne Wade too, but you know, until the day they hang his jersey, I still call it Joe Robbie Stadium.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, they got Marinos at the American Airlines Arena. You know what I mean?
So, yes.
But I mean, for me, if it wasn't for Marino, Duper, Clayton, I know it's a whole team thing. But like you said, Marino score 45 and lose 51-45 by
right.
some guy from the Jets, Richard Todd or
O'Brien.
Ken O'Brien. So anyway, well, have a great day, man.
You got it, my
like
man.
I say, my dad was a big listener to the show. I lost him 2 weeks ago, and then
I'm sorry to hear.
A friend of mine, John. From Bob's Plumbing, his dad died Saturday, and they had the funeral at the Stanfield down there last night. So we're in the 40-year club. I've known him since I was like 11 years old. So, yeah.
Hang in there, my man. Thoughts
all
and
right,
prayers,
thanks,
my brother.
Bro.
I know it's not easy. Thank you. It's tough to lose a parent because you never recover. We've talked about this. It's one of those things that you have to learn to deal with for the rest of your life. You never, ever recover when you lose your parent, ever. Your mom or dad passes away. It's just one of those things that you just have to kind of learn to live with and adjust because they will come in, they will be in your mind and your heart every single day. Who's next?
Before we go to the caller, Big Ed chimed in.
Yes.
Beefsteak Charlie's.
Ooh, wow. You guys are hitting me up with some classics. Who's this? Ralphie, what do you got for me?
Hey, Big O, listen, if Johnny Manziel gets back to the NFL and Colin isn't, dude, I'll lose my mind, okay?
On Johnny Manziel?
Is they play that sympathy card with Johnny Manziel?
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody's going to fall for it in the NFL. I really don't. I just don't believe it, man. There's too much baggage, and I got to tell you something. The more I see the interview, the more I'm convinced he's just a freaking con artist. Because the way he talks, it's almost like he's been programmed to answer that kind of stuff. Well, you know,
like
the whole Baker Mayfield question. Well, you know, unfortunately, I'm wired differently than he is and all this other stuff. And I'm like, you know what, dude, you sound to me like a freaking shrink. It just,
because if they let that sympathy card slide, I'm telling you, that's just going to ruin it for me, because Colin is a way better quarterback. I know what he's done is hard to swallow.
Colin Kaepernick is way better than what, 70% of the league? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. All right, thank you. You know, there's only a certain amount of starting quarterbacks better than him. And forget about any of the backups. I mean, he's a starter in this league. But whatever. That's why one guy goes, Big O, if that happens and he wins a Grey Cup and no team signs him, he will have a bigger lawsuit against the NFL. I mean, it's so obvious they've blackballed the guy. It's a position of desperation. And they give anybody a second and third and fourth chance at that spot. All right, hour number three is next. Got an interesting LeBron Heat comment from a media member. We'll share that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.